The main force of the Czech army serving in the NATO operation in Kosovo has returned home to the Czech Republic, ending a peacekeeping mission of 11 years. Only a small group of soldiers now remains there to maintain the isolated Czech base at Šajkovac in the northeast of the country until the very last troops leave at the end of next year. The withdrawal also meant the end of an 8-month tour of duty for the 16th contingent of the Czech army. Earlier today, Christian Felvy spoke with the contingent's press spokeswoman, Captain Magdalena Dvořáková.
Do you feel like the Czech force was doing an important job in practical terms in Kosovo, or was it more a case of simply maintaining a presence?
I believe it was both. The 16th contingent was fulfilling operational tasks as all the other contingents since 1999, but also there were new tasks that we had to do because we were the last contingent, like handing over the security of Gazimestan Monument, which is one of the most important historical sites in Kosovo. Also, we participated in monitoring the security situation in Kosovo Mitrovice as a part of the tactical reserve of KFOR commander.
And that situation was calm for the most part?
Yes, right now the situation in Kosovo is long-term stable and calm. Probably the only location where we still are expecting some problems are in Kosovo Mitrovice, which is the north of Kosovo.
And the defense minister says that Czech forces could return within 14 days. Under what circumstances would that happen?
I don't know. I don't know that exactly. That would be a decision of the KFOR commander, and I believe that would happen if the security situation worsened and would need, besides the Kosovo police, need a support from Czech soldiers.
There's still a reserve battalion of 92 soldiers there, so you're not really the last soldiers out. What are those soldiers going to be doing until they are withdrawn?
Well, these soldiers, they're combat soldiers, but their main task would be there to secure the base and also provide taking care of the facility. So they will be coming home in July next year.
Captain Magdalena Dvořáková speaking there to my colleague Christian Felvy.